if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, newtownradio.com. Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. You should follow us if you listen.
Are you wearing a Henley?
No, this is a long sleeve black shirt.
That's called a Henley. It's
I'm
got
Chris.
The buttons.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. You only get two of us this week.
Again. Rocks
Johnny. I think he got arrested.
He's not picking up his phone.
So he's definitely got arrested. Why else wouldn't you answer your phone? So yeah, just the two of us this evening. You're stuck with us. It's High Society Radio. And yeah, I'm wearing a long sleeve black shirt. Is that what's a Henley? Is that
That's the shirt with the buttons, with four buttons on the top of a long sleeve shirt.
I just thought it was like a long sleeve shirt. There's a name for it?
That's a Henley, yes. Very, very hip of you.
Is it?
Yes.
This shirt costs $4.
It's even more hip.
You know, I don't like to talk about my shopping habits. You know this about me.
Was that slightly irregular?
Or
incredibly irregular?
This was slightly irregular. Oh. And this past weekend, treated myself to some new irregular underwear.
Oh, I did that this afternoon, actually. Some irregular socks, too.
That's why you and I get along so well.
Yeah.
We buy undergarments at dollar stores.
Does your girlfriend judge you for that as well? Because mine does.
My girlfriend is very confused as to why not to spend the extra $2 and you get brand new fucking underwear without
any... They have brand new underwear.
Well, okay. Brand new underwear that isn't slightly irregular.
Why would you... Who cares?
That's what I said.
My body shape is slightly irregular.
Look, I don't care. So what? There's no pee hole in the pants.
I can't... I did once get a pair of irregular underwear, and the pee holes were, like, low, so my dick kept flopping out and scraping against denim. That was pretty... I got rid of those.
Oh.
But here's the thing. It's, like, one out of, what, every 50 packages? I'm way ahead of the game.
Dude, it's totally worth it. I mean, yeah. It's name brand. It's, like, it's Hanes, okay? Yeah. It's the good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Hanes has a...
It's so much cheaper.
Has a spokesman that's a black guy with a Hitler mustache.
Thank you. It's like we're supporting Black Hitler, a.k.a. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was Black Hitler, he just started interming white people everywhere.
I respect the Michael Jordan rocking the Hitler mustache, especially in a national fucking television campaign, just because he's like, nah, son, it's a Michael Jordan mustache.
He's the best, isn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of a baller move, although I heard he's a terrible tipper.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that before, but, you know, I've heard so many crazy stories about Jordan.
Well, Charles Barkley has been like, yeah, Michael Jordan's a shit tipper. He thinks it's like it's their pleasure to wait on him because he's Michael Jordan.
I don't know. It'd be pretty cool to wait on Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but not if you ordered $10,000 worth of food and tipped you $80.
Mike, here's another steak, and I'm going to guess you drink scotch. And yeah, light up that cigar, right? That's what Michael Jordan from the superficial way I pay attention to TV. Books, magazines, and the internet. I know that Michael Jordan likes to smoke cigars. He likes to, I'm going to guess, drink scotch, play golf, gamble.
Eat steak.
Eat steak.
He owns a steakhouse.
Michael Jordan Steakhouse, MJ. We're going to go there after the show tonight. It's going to be great.
Great. Are you going to wear Michael Jordan cologne there?
You know it, dude. And we're going to shave Hitler mustaches into our faces.
Nice. Be like, yo, we came here to see Michael Jordan. Be like, yo, you guys are white. You can't really pull off the Hitler
mustache.
Where's
Black Hitler? I'm looking for him. No, not Kobe. Michael Jordan. That Kobe just tries to rape white women. Well, no, that was just a crazy bitch he slept with.
Yeah. She had didn't she show up to court with 8 different cums on her?
Yeah, they looked at it. They DNA tested her panties, and there were a bunch of different dudes. I'll just say juices inside of her, or at least inside of her panties.
That bitch was well marinated.
That's disgusting, Chris. She's not a piece of meat. She's a person with mental problems. I think she was in a mental institution at some point.
Well, probably. She could have afforded better mental care if fucking Kobe would have settled out of court.
Did she not get anything? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
I know his wife got a $20 million diamond ring or something such.
Yeah. Good for her.
I guess. I mean, how much happiness can a $20 million... that just seems so ridiculous. I'm going to spend 20... Can you look up how much money you spend on that ring?
I don't think it was $20 million.
I'm just going to throw that crazy number out there.
Yeah, I don't think they have a $20 million ring.
Oh, they definitely do. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't a jeweler want to fucking make as much money as possible off some useless garbage like a diamond? Well, I guess diamonds aren't totally useless. They are used in, lasers and drill bits?
Yeah, $4 million ring.
That's all right. So I was only five times off.
Yeah, $16 million off.
Still, it's a ridiculous amount. What? Who's going to be happy with a $20 million? $4 million ring.
I would be happy with that.
And no, you can't be. It's insane. How much is it fucking marked down as soon as you buy it?
If I was married to Kobe Bryant and he gave me a $4 million ring, I'd be like, rape all the white women you want.
And me, too.
Yeah.
Treat me however you want. Treat me like a fleshlight.
$4 million? Yeah. There'd be a lot. It would be a very slim amount of things that I wouldn't do for the $4 million.
But how much, as soon as he buys that ring, it's cut in half, right?
No, it's not a car.
I thought jewelry fucking goes down in price.
No. That's the whole point of the engagement ring is that if something, that's why it's supposed to be 3 months salary. If something happens to the dude back in the day when women couldn't work, they could sell the ring until they figure out their fucking life situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fucking teaching me a bunch of shit tonight.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, as long as I think diamonds
are forever.
Well, I'm saying to retain or go up in value, they have to be over half a carat. I think that's the minimum.
Fat. They got to be a fat rock.
Yeah. It's got to be. Yeah. None of that fucking cheap diamond shaving shit. You don't want none of that. It's basically just expensive glitter.
Look, dude, I don't fuck with CZs, as I call them, okay?
You only fuck with CZs?
Never. I had a cousin who said, called it CZ once. I was like, damn. You really know a lot about, I guess, jewelry if you're fucking breaking down cubic zirconia like that. Unless you're a jeweler, why would you call it a CZ instead of cubic zirconia?
Seem like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
But who gives a shit? How many times, I don't know,
You don't care about jewelry. You're wearing, we started the show talking about fucking irregular underwear and $4 shirts.
Okay.
So, but there are people who appreciate the finer things.
Do you think jewelry is the most superficial thing people care about?
No. Fake tits exist.
Yeah. I guess plastic surgery is a good one, too.
I suppose, yeah, jewelry, doesn't really have...
Watches fall into the jewelry thing, right?
Yeah, watches are absolutely jewelry. I suppose, it is a superficial thing to have. Is it any more superficial than clothing?
Clothing's pretty superficial, too.
Yeah.
There was that Indian guy that had a gold shirt, made out of gold.
Yeah, that was.
But that's badass. Understandable. I'd much rather have the ridiculous gold shirt than a $4 million diamond ring.
Yeah, but that's you. You just want something ridiculous. some people
I could give a shit about a tasteful fucking ring.
No, but
why would anyone want something tasteful when it comes to jewelry?
Guys who work in finance, right?
Ballers.
I'm just saying. Dude,
the kind of dudes we hang out with.
I know.
When we're not cutting these fucking podcasts. What's up, High Society Radio?
They all have nice watches, right? Because you can't wear a fucking ring and work at a bank. It just doesn't look good. So they all have nice...
You think, if there's a banker, let's say you're opening a new account, and you go to the bank, and the banker has a
A blinged out pinky ring?
Like a blinged out pinky ring and then like a couple other rings on it, but not like a wedding ring.
One gold cap?
Sure. Yeah, like some ridiculous fucking ring. You wouldn't trust him?
I would be a little wary, but it's just something, there's subconscious things about that. Like a watch looks professional. They've done like studies on it.
Uh-huh.
So like finance guys also to jerk each other off, like the business card thing in American Psycho. Like that's why like finance guys all have nice watches, but it's also just to be like, oh, I know what I'm talking about money wise, but I'm not wearing something gaudy. Like, so you have like a steel Rolex, which costs $4,000. So it's like, clearly you're making money so you can trust me with your money, but I'm not being ludicrous by wearing a giant gold chain, which is just fucking making me look like a douche.
Okay, I see. So you like spending money, but you do it tastefully.
Exactly. When I very briefly worked in a real estate office, my supervisor...
Now who's the baller?
Yeah, right? My supervisor had dollar signs tattooed on his like hands.
That's weird.
Like,
so do I.
I was like, how the fuck does anybody trust you? I would never fucking rent an apartment from somebody with dollar signs tattooed on their hands.
Oh, I would definitely do that. I'm like, this guy fucking has probably been to prison. He knows all about real estate.
Oh, yeah, that 5x7.
This guy knows the value of a home with the door that you can fucking lock on either side.
Heat and hot water.
Sure. No one screwed up in my apartment over the weekend. I was watching Saturday Night Live 40. There you go. I said it without slurring, I think.
No, you didn't.
There wasn't any heat in my apartment.
Really?
When it was like 4 degrees.
They're trying to freeze you out now.
I was freaking out. I was like, I'm fully clothed under a blanket with like a fucking hoodie on. And like, I was wearing this shirt, so it's a few days old. But I was like, figured I'll cycle this back in. No one knew I was wearing it that night.
Well, it was cold. You weren't sweating.
Thank you. I think in winter, clothes are so much more recyclable. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not one for that, but in general.
Oh, sorry. I don't get to the fucking dollar store as much as you do to buy 4 packs of Hanes black t-shirts.
I work in a kitchen, so I need to cycle my clothes out. Like, even if I leave them in, like, a locker or something, they get pretty stinky.
But how can you believe this shit? And then I email my goddamn building manager, and the dude's like, oh, yeah, I'm out of town until the 23rd. Sorry, dude. And when I emailed him, it was like,
he's on vacay. He's got a good job.
I'm freezing my balls off.
So was he. That's why he left.
Sick of this, Chris. I'm going to move in with you. You got heat?
Yeah, I got heat. You can't move in.
Come on.
One bedroom, son. You can't move in.
I'll stay on the goddamn couch. Don't worry about it.
No, I want my couch available for when I want to lay there slothfully.
As far as I remember, you have 2 couches.
I do. I have a love seat and a couch. You can have the love seat if you want.
All right, deal.
It's going to be great for your bad back, though.
I don't care. At least there's heat. At least I'm not freezing my balls off.
That's true.
I could barely enjoy Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary. Did you watch it?
No, not at all. Why would I watch that?
I don't know. It's Saturday Night Live. We've grown up with it. Or did you not watch Saturday Night Live?
Here and there. I mean, I never was like, I'm going to stay home on Saturday to watch Saturday Night Live. Like,
weird. I thought like everyone in our, at least the Will Ferrell years.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of that, but I not like on Comedy Central in the daytime.
You've had a weird schedule for the most of your life, haven't you?
I have had a weird schedule. But, like, I mean, I worked even, like, up until I was 16, I worked at, like, actually, up until I was, like, 17, I worked at night on the weekends.
We have to have, like, a Saturday Night Live, like, watching session, and then I'll just show you all the best stuff.
Oh, great. It sounds like, why?
A mutual friend of ours, I've been curating Degrassi, the Next Generation episodes, just showing him all the best ones. One after another, and he's loving it.
Nobody's. It's terrible.
Oh, man. That's what I do with my weekends sometimes. Sometimes I'll just drink and watch Degrassi and show the episodes to people. It's great.
But that Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary thing, I did see that a lot of people were pissed off that Eddie Murphy didn't do any stand-up on it.
Yeah, Murphy just came out, thanked everyone, and then threw it to commercial.
Why? Why'd they even have him?
I don't.
He didn't do a sketch, nothing?
Because he hasn't been on the show since he left. Like, he's never appeared back.
He never hosted?
Never to host, never just a guest, never as a guest spot. Just come pop up. And he didn't do a gimmick, a bit, not even a line. He did nothing. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, that is very, very weird.
Eddie Murphy's a weird dude.
That's true. He does like to just pick up trannies to talk to him.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was... Divine Brown, was that it?
Yeah, that was her name. You,
I remember, like, who's the Englishman? Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. He got busted with a prostitute right around that time, too.
Yeah, that might have been her.
And a few years before that, it was Pee Wee Herman called Jacking Off.
Yeah, no, that was the, Divine Brown was the Hugh Grant
I like
prostitute.
That made me like Hugh Grant more. Like, all right, this guy likes to just pick up a random skeezer.
Yeah, well, he's married to like one of the hottest chicks on the planet.
He was married at the time? I forgot about
that. Yeah, to Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, shit.
And this is the, like, he picked up like
what a jerk off.
Yeah, pretty ratty looking prostitute. Not terrible, but like compared to Elizabeth Hurley.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That was a good trip down memory lane. If you want to donate to the show, it's at patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Patreon.com/highsocietyradio. You'll feel good about yourself if you donate.
I don't know if they will.
No, they will. Trust me. I know from experience.
A lot of the people who donate to the show, they don't seem to feel good about themselves.
No, they feel awesome about themselves. And they're like, wow, I just gave these guys some cash. They're going to invest it back in the show. I feel better than ever. And that's, you know, that's what it means to be a member, I guess, of the Balling Crew. Is that what we call it? Oh, no, wait. No, we're also the Based Pod. Get it?
Are we the Based Pod?
The Based Pod, yeah.
Because we smoke base?
No, because of based means good.
Okay.
If everyone remembers a little B from about 5 or 6
years
ago.
Does it just mean good?
And it was the Based God. Where? What? Hold on. Let me see if you get this, Chris. The Based Pod, as in podcast.
I get it. It's a good concept.
Ran this by Johnny. He loved it.
Yeah?
You're not giving me the same kind of feedback.
Well, I mean, if you were truly based, wouldn't you not care what I have to say?
Exactly.
So we're the Based Pod. We don't care about what anybody thinks.
Yeah, we're just us, you know? We're the Based Pod.
Hmm.
We'll get that started. I want everyone to start just fucking saying that to us in the middle of the street. Like, hey, you guys are the Based Pod.
That would mean that they know the show. That'd be nice.
And then it'll turn into us smoking base with listeners.
We're doing.
I guess this makes sense.
This pizza party is taking a weird turn.
Oh, everyone coming to the pizza party, bring your own base.
You know people will show up with base, by the way.
And then you know we'll smoke it with them.
That's true. Also, while we're talking about, big ups to Legion of Skanks. Those guys showed me a good time last week.
Oh, Legion of Skanks, Big Jay Oakerson.
I went over there. They had New Jack
Dave
on the podcast.
Dave Smith and the real ass dude, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, they had they were nice enough to have me when they had me in the studio, like, just hanging out when they had New Jack in.
That's awesome.
Fun.
So that's last week's episode of Legion of Skanks. Oh, so everyone should go download last week's episode of Legion of Skanks. That is, I want to listen to that. I want to hear about New Jack. How's New Jack doing?
He seems to be doing all right.
Is he still wrestling?
No, he's not. But he's doing stand up in Philly.
What?
Yeah.
Is he from Philly?
I think so. He definitely lives there. I mean,
I'm surprised. I thought he would be a lifer with the wrestling, man. I thought he'd still be wrestling.
I don't think he really can, man. Like,
was he walking?
Yeah, he was like walking all right, but he was just like when they asked him, like, you still wrestling? He was like, no, real fast. I don't know. So
it's pretty screwed up how those guys just fall apart.
I mean, it's bound to happen. It's like, imagine you played football like 300 days a year.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm a fullback for a CFL team.
Still not that many games.
Well, no, I got to train, dude, all right? Get off my back.
True. Okay.
New Jack was the man.
Definitely.
Oh, I'll tell you who is kept incredibly in shape is, have you seen the car? I think it was Men's Fitness. Muscle and Fitness with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he's fucking jacked. I mean, it's clearly
photoshopped straight to hell, but there has to be a base there for them to Photoshop.
Yeah. He's clearly jacked for a 70-year-old man.
That man is incredibly jacked. Like, he's scary looking. He's a scary 71-year-old man. How long before his heart explodes?
6 weeks.
It's got to be soon, right?
Yeah.
God, you gotta love Vince, but
I might dump my WWE stock just because his heart will explode.
All right, so tell me about because I remember you had WWE stock.
I dumped it.
You dumped it,
and then it tanked.
Where did you pick it up, and where did you dump it the first time?
It was like, I guess like last year, I dumped it at like in the 20s, like before WrestleMania. It went up to 35. I didn't get all the way there, but I picked it up at like 14, and then it dropped to like under $10. I got it at like 10. And then now it's at like 17 again. I'm wondering if these guys, just their stock just goes up around WrestleMania every year. I might just do this every year, make a quick couple of grand.
I'm going to start doing this, but as soon as I jump in, it'll just stay.
Yeah, around. I definitely will stop doing it. I'll buy stock in WCW once you start buying stock.
You can't even buy that, sir. It's fine. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Is there NWA stock available? So you're going to dump some more stock and make a little more cash for yourself.
I think I might dump it. I mean, I've got some shares. Like, I feel like, is the same thing going to happen? Will, like, if I hold, will I get fucked? Like,
we can't drop it that badly again. I thought they just released some, like, new numbers that saying they were...
Yeah, that's actually why it's going up. I'm thinking, because, like, the reason why it dropped last time is because they were in negotiations for a new TV deal, and it didn't go through.
Yeah, with USA, right?
Yeah, it didn't go through the way they thought it would go through.
Yeah, so, it was terrible. It was a nightmare.
Well, they still made... I mean, their revenue went up.
Like, their revenue... But they lost... Vince lost, like, $1 billion or something.
Yeah, but he didn't actually lose the money. He still owned the shares in the stock. The stock... That was the highest that stock had ever been, so he didn't actually lose that money. It was over, like, the course of 2 months. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I don't know shit about stocks or money. Okay,
so basically the stock went from $10 to $35 in the course of 6 months. And then it went back down to $10.
Oh.
So he didn't really lose any money.
He should have just sold all of his fucking shares at $35.
What? But then he wouldn't have his company.
Yeah, but he'd have mad money, though.
That's true. He still has mad money. The company makes a shit ton of revenue.
And I don't know. I don't know if I trust it.
You don't trust the WWE, the company that's existed for 30 years?
I don't trust the stock market.
I'm not saying you should.
So what else should people
invest in? You made a good amount of money on stock.
What else should people invest in? Because I want to give people tips out there.
I don't really have... I haven't been following it that much. I'm looking at this one company that I still think will eventually make money called Graphene 3D Labs.
It's called Apple Computers.
I feel like it's probably overvalued considering that. I don't know. That watch better fucking pop off or Apple's fucked.
Apple picked up what, like, this is great. This is like investment talk from fucking one guy who's moderately good at investing.
Not even like moderately good, just like made some decent picks over the last few years.
And me, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, not
but
at
I
all.
Do like to, you know, throw out my my assumptions and my tips. So the Apple Watch, they ordered like 5 million of them is what I read.
I think they'll sell.
And what, they made the most money in a company's ever made in like the history of the world or some shit?
Apple?
Yeah.
Or are they like, valued, the brand is valued higher than any other
$700
company.
$700 billion.
That's a lot of money.
And I guess mostly for the phone?
Yeah, it's all iPhone. I mean, the iPod was huge. You know what's kind of weird? Like, the iPod was revolutionary, and it's nothing anymore. It doesn't matter.
They don't make it anymore. They don't make iPods.
They don't make even Nanos anymore?
Oh, I know. Well, maybe I think they stopped making the Classic, the iPod Classic.
So they still make iPod Touches?
Possibly. I'm not 100% sure. Again, see, I just throw things out there. I'm not sure about most of the things that come out of my mouth. I'm half right at best.
Somebody brought up something about the smartwatches that made sense to me the other day. They were like, nobody wants to spend $400 on a watch every year. Like, people are pretty much, like, buying a new phone every year to 2 years is pretty much in people's budgets now. But I don't know if that's going to be, like, they're not going to want to spend money on a phone and a watch every year.
Well, I think people have adapted to buying the new tablets.
No, tablet sales are fucking tanking.
Really?
Yeah, right, tablets.
So you're doing a lot more research in this than I am. I'm just threw that out there again, see?
Tablet sales are fucking dead in the water.
What, people just get a tablet and then that's their tablet?
No, because fucking phones are bigger.
Like a phablet is what you're talking about.
Yeah, like people get or even the iPod 6 Plus or whatever.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need a tablet anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like people bought, like the tablets were like a trend. I mean, I have one. I use it because I like to have a bigger phone to read on. Like I use it but I mostly use it as a Kindle. I got it on sale because tablet sales are fucking down.
You're fucking frugal, bro.
Yeah, I'm mad frugal. But I'm saying nobody wants a fucking tablet. Like, what do you need it for? It does the same exact thing as a phone.
I can play games on it.
You play games on your phone.
Oh, shit. I can write emails on it.
Do that on your phone. You do that on your watch.
I had a Samsung watch for a little while. It was a toy, and then I sold it for $200 to a guy on Craigslist. And then I'm pretty sure I got tanked with that money. I'm a cliche jerk off.
Well, you got a free Samsung watch.
I was able to get my hands on a Samsung watch. I ain't telling you how. And
everybody listening to this knows how you got the watch.
And the watch, I sold the watch for $200. It wasn't bad, actually. I sold it to some random guy in the street. Not a random guy. I found him on Craigslist, and I met him on the street. And Well, it was $200 richer. What do you think about that, Chris, huh? I guess I'm the smartest man alive. Screw your...
Oh, yeah, $200.
Hey, it was all profit.
That's true. It's a good deal. Now, if only you could do that every couple of hours for the rest of your life, you'd be rich.
All I have to do is fucking hijack that shipment of Apple Watches and then just sell them constantly through Craigslist.
The Apple Watch design is much nicer than the Samsung Watch
design. Is it a circle?
No, it's a square, but it's like rounded edges. And I think they'll eventually have a circle one. But like, just it has a dial to move through the screens instead of swiping, which I think just makes it look more like a watch. And the way you can, like, the bands click in magnetically so you could swap the bands out very easily, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, to make baller-ass bands or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we have to do now. We have to fucking... All right, going back to the jewelry thing from earlier.
Okay. Truffle watch bands.
No, come on. I'm being serious, dude.
So was
Don't
I.
Fucking make fun of me.
So was I. Bio materials. Very, very hipster friendly.
We open up a fucking jewelry store that just sells baller ass fucking digital watch bands.
Why would you open up a store? You just would have like a brand that you sold online.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about, dude. All right. Look for the mobile marketplace. Whatever. You know.
That's true. So we have to see if the Apple Watch catches on, because the Samsung Watch has not caught on.
We got
to,
of course, the Apple thing will catch on for at least, I'd say, a year. At the very least, you got a year of people buying it. Because the Apple heads are just so goddamn ravenous for, and they're zombies. Like the Apple people, if there's so many people who love Apple so much, they're gonna sell a good amount of them. But like you said with the tablet thing, I'm sure it'll just peter out. People are like, I can tell the time on my phone, and this is just my phone that's attached to my wrist. It's pretty useless, this fucking watch.
Yeah, I don't need more.
Oh wait, you can count how many steps I've taken today. I've taken 2,000 steps since I left my bed this morning. Whip-de-fucking-do. Congratulations.
Let me see what the pre-sales are for this.
Pre-sales?
Yeah. Oh, yes, like it says 5 million.
Yeah, they're shipping 5 million of them.
I can't believe that. I can't see 5 million people wanting this fucking thing.
I'm gonna get two.
Because how much does it cost? Like, what's the?
I'm gonna guess $300.
I mean, the Samsung watch was $350. I mean, I guess people will buy it.
$350. You know, the economy's in bad good shape from what the television tells me.
Yeah, it's not doing too poorly. I mean, there's a presidential election coming up, so it's never, you know, economy is always showing signs of improvement.
What's great is with my life, if the economy's doing shitty or if the economy's doing well, I don't feel it.
No, I mean, rent control department, you've had the same job for 7 years. Makes sense.
It would be good to, like, be part of the economy, so, like, when it's up, like, I could go up with it.
You're part of the symbiotic drug economy.
All right, I'll take that part. Give me that all night. So you really didn't watch Saturday Night Live 40?
No.
That makes me sad. Is that good? Oh, but you did tell me you went to go see Dave Chappelle.
I did go see Dave Chappelle last night.
Where did he perform?
Gramercy Theater.
Was it packed out?
Yeah, standing room. It was a very odd way to watch a comedy show.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I mean, it's Chappelle. I wouldn't mind that. I mean, to see him do something. How was the stand-up?
It was all right. It wasn't very, it was like unpolished, I'll tell you that. Michael Che opened for him. That was pretty good.
That's pretty awesome for Michael Che. How is Michael?
Good.
Yeah, Michael's very funny.
Yeah, he's a funny man. Fucking, yeah, but the Dave Chappelle thing, it's good, but, you know, like, he has a DJ, and, like, there's just people, like, I don't know, being standing room packed into a fucking small theater, just people bumping into you to watch comedy, it's not really as conducive. Like, there was a lot of gaps
packed,
in the laughs.
It was packed where you
it
were
It was packed. Like, I got, like, a good standing space. Like, I had, like, I was, like, up on a step.
Uh-huh.
But, like, yeah, like, people in the back row just couldn't see shit. Like, you just...
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not conducive to... It's not a good stand-up environment, I guess.
How'd the crowd react to Chappelle?
Good. I mean, people were... But that's the thing. Is like I said, because of, like, the environment, people were, like, calling out a lot. It's not like a... You know what I mean?
People still doing that shit? What were they calling out?
One dude called out Clayton Bigsby, which is, like, people, like, asking him, like, what do you think about this? It was kind of funny. It was, like, fun. But yeah, people were still doing that.
Were people still doing fucking I'm rich bitch? Did anyone yell that out?
Nobody did.
Thank God.
Well, you know what it is? That like the guy who yelled out Clayton Bigsby got booed by the entire crowd.
Good. Jesus Christ. Fucking Chappelle doesn't want to deal with a goddamn TV show anymore.
He did say that Key and Peele, he can't turn on his TV because he's sick of watching Key and Peele do his show every week.
Oh shit, he said that?
Shots fired.
Oh shit. Dave Chappelle talking that shit. Well, dude, I have that. Look, I have the fucking... This is my Comedy Central theory.
Okay.
All right, Chappelle's show is at 10:30 on Wednesdays, immediately following South Park.
Okay.
We all know what happened.
Okay.
Carlos Mencia moves into that spot.
Okay.
Was huge for like two seasons.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
The fucking show was big. That really fucking, that made Carlos Mencia very popular and very high profile.
But I think Carlos Mencia was big because he just moved right into that.
A ethnic guy doing ethnic.
Well, he moved right into that slot. He took the time slot.
I know. That time slot is just hot for some reason. That time slot on Wednesdays at 10:30, which is Key and Peele's time slot, that just, you can put most anything there, it'll be popular for at least a little while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like Key and Peele? I've watched.
They're okay. They're good. I think some of the stuff is good.
I haven't seen anything too great. I don't know. Maybe I haven't watched enough.
You also don't give stuff a chance sometimes. Like if you going in not really wanting to like it.
I tried to watch Broad City. Was not
a lot
a
of people like it. I didn't.
A lot
really,
of people love it.
Yeah, I thought it was okay, but like I wasn't that in there. I thought Hannibal was good in it.
See, I haven't seen an episode with Hannibal.
Oh, he's in the first couple.
I guess I have to give that more of a shot.
It's okay. I gave it a shot. Like I watched like three or four, and I was like, this isn't really. To me, it reminded me of like Workaholics.
Like Chappelle's show, but two women.
No. Like Workaholics or one of these shows. Like, I get it. You don't care. Like, I don't need to watch.
Bitches not be caring about shit. Exactly. Plus Hannibal Buress. That's what the name of the show should be.
Exactly.
Why doesn't Eric Andre get more work?
He does. Yo, actually, Eric Andre has a great show on FXX.
Is that show good? It's like a dating show?
I watched the first two episodes, and it's weird, and it's pretty good.
Eric Andre is part of it.
Yeah. I never watched the Eric Andre show, but he's good on that, and that show is pretty entertaining.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bringing it back to Hitler Mustache, they had an episode where Hitler was dating dude's ex-girlfriend.
I was watching old fucking videos, and that's what I do on the internet sometimes. And it was a bit Eric Andre did where he dressed up as a slave and ran through Colonial Williamsburg. It's good stuff.
That's pretty funny.
And the show is...
Did he go to your college?
No, but he was good friends with a friend of ours.
Okay.
So like 2 degrees of separation, I guess, would be with Eric Andre. Back when Eric Andre didn't have his Adult Swim show. It wasn't such hot shit.
So we should try to get this Adult Swim show based off that.
Yes.
Our boy knows Eric Andre. You should just give us a fucking... Listen, we're going to have a wacky cartoon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just something crazy happens in every episode.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes long. There's a lot of fucking non sequiturs. Weird shit goes down. Potheads are going to love it.
Things explode randomly.
Yeah. It's called The Random Explosion Show with Chris and Chris. I think that's our pitch. Let's cut this out. Send it to William Street. Or is it William Ghost Street. Planet Productions? I don't know anymore.
No, they Ghost Planet became William Street.
There you go. And then also throw in some Too Many Cooks, and that's it. There's the show.
That's true.
You guys ready for this shit?
So you have a new idea?
Okay, this is my new fucking thing.
All right, hold on. You've got a lot of ideas. We got to keep track of all of these.
All right. There's truffle whiskey.
Yeah. Horicon Trail or Gentrification Trail.
Gentrification Trail. These are just some recent ones.
Yeah.
The next one, this is my next idea that I'm going to hash out on the show that I'm sure nothing will ever come from it. Though I did see someone follow us on Twitter that is a game developer. At least that's what they said in their Twitter profile, so I'm guessing that's true.
Why don't you follow them and send them a DM and be like, hey, buddy, I see that you follow us. Would you want to develop a game for us?
And I believe, and we have people who want in on the app team. I'm just saying that. People want
really?
In on the app team.
Go Pack Joe? I mean, just say it. You can say it. We know who it is.
Look. I don't know what GoPack Joe's up to, but he's our dog. And don't you ever fucking die. Okay, Coke Logic wants to be a part of the...
Oh, the app team?
Yeah, he wants to be part of the... You know what? You're in, Coke Logic. You're part of the app team.
What, he sent you an email?
He DM'd us, bro.
What? I didn't get that.
Well, I'm telling you right now. All right, so this is the new idea. We troll... No, not troll. That's the wrong word. We start an Instagram modeling agency.
So you just buy up Instagram bitches? I think, you know, Paul Heyman kind of does something similar, right?
God damn it!
Not exactly that, but he does
What's
do something.
What's he do, Chris? Because I'm fucking sick of coming up with ideas.
He started something called,
of.
Like, Big Booty Hustle Heyman or some shit, and he gets, like, mad hot. He, like, represents a lot of hot models just off, like, Twitter and stuff.
Oh, why am I so stupid? Why am I just fucking last to every good idea?
Well, I mean, you
Chris,
got
tell me,
you got why, beat why, by Paul Heyman. I mean, he created
Chris,
ECW.
Why am I so fucking dumb? Why can't I come up with an idea that no one's thought of yet?
I thought gentrification trail was a good idea. I just think it would cost $100,000 to make.
You think it would be that much?
Yeah, man. It's a lot of programming.
But Flappy Bird was making $50,000 a day.
Flappy Bird cost nothing to make.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it costs $100,000 to make the gentrification trail, and we're making $50,000 a day.
The difference between Flappy Bird and
look,
that,
dude.
Here's the
thing. I just fucking download Spider-Man Universe. I spent $10 to get 150 crystals. Okay, and I'm just one dude, and over 10 million people fucking download that
you
game.
You spent money on that?
Yes. I. It was a fucking moment of weakness. Okay. I wanted to get a new Spider-Man. It's like
which
fucking,
did you get Spider-Man 2099?
No, hold on. I'll tell you what Spider-Man.
Did you get the
I
Mexican
have.
Spider-Man?
No.
Oh, wait, Spider-Man 2099 was a Mexican Spider-Man.
I have a number of Spider-Man now. It's like, what's the fucking, what was the other, goddamn, I'm so burnt out.
You know what's pretty funny about Google Play Store?
What's so fun?
Every time I go on to the, like, since we're, like, Google contacts, it yeah. shows me the apps you review, and it's just like, yo, you should buy this shit. This shit is baller, dog. Chris Stanley.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it shows me your reviews of apps when I log into the Google Play Store. It says, Chris Stanley reviewed Bacon Reader for Reddit. And your review's just like, shit is baller, dog. You should cop this.
A, I don't remember ever fucking writing that. B, it sounds like something I would write.
Yeah.
C, why the fuck is, I guess it's because we're in a Google circle together or something?
No, yeah, like we're Google Gmail contacts. So,
ah,
yeah.
It's all connected. Yeah,
so your Gmail contact, Chris Stanley, reviewed Bacon Reader.
It is good. You should... I have Future Foundation Spider-Man.
Okay. The Fantastic Four Spider-Man. That's
yeah, I have Battle Damage Spider-Man. It's pretty cool.
He's like Battle Damage. Seems like he'd have like less hit points or whatever.
I have the Scarlet Spider.
That's good.
It's pretty dope.
But that's the Iron Man Scarlet Spider. That's the bootleg Scarlet Spider.
Dude, I don't know, bro. I have the Bombastic Bagman.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. I got Bulletproof Spider Armor.
That sounds pretty dope.
Hey, everyone, the fucking podcast has got hit a new low. I have Mangaverse Spider-Man. It's okay. Like a Spider-Man.
All right, I get it. You got a lot of Spider-Man there.
Hold on. I just got, all right, this is the guy. I got Assassin Spider-Man.
That's the one you spent $10 on?
Well, you know, it's part of $10, you know. Oh, it's from What If Spider-Man versus Wolverine number one. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so look, if I'm just fucking Joe Schmo. I'm just your average douche. And I just fucking threw down $10.
Okay.
On a goddamn. And also, I insist everyone get the Spider-Man Universe game. It's mad fun. It's mad fun.
Are they paying you?
No, they're not. I just really enjoy playing this game over the weekends. I have nothing else to do.
Okay. So, Spider-Man Universe. So, you're saying that because. But here's the thing. Spider-Man appeals to a wider variety of audience than gentrification does.
I get it. But Oregon Trail is like amongst 30, I think every American
hipster trail
30-year-old
mm-hmm.
has played Oregon Trail and has fond memories of it.
Now,
so,
all right, like, I never played Oregon Trail.
Ergo, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is like, is there only one trail or can you go off in different directions?
I think there's only one trail. I don't remember much about the game.
Because we were just talking about like Buffalo's being gentrified, Detroit's being gentrified. So like if you can go off in different directions. I think almost better than doing the Bushwick thing is doing like the Detroit thing.
Or, I was actually thinking about this morning, right before spending $10 on Spider-Man Universe. Just make it like something generic, like, you know, the downtown and, you know, the fucking bad part.
Yeah,
you know, something generic so that it's not so specific.
Need a better name than Gentrification Trail. Got to think of it.
Like, I got this concept in my fucking head, bro. And it's going to come out. And it's going to, like, seriously.
And Coke Logic's going to make this app for us.
Coke Logic is part of the app team. We're building the app team. There's
so we have one guy. I mean, the fact that we got one guy for the app team.
I'm also on the fucking app team.
You don't
so
know
you.
How to code.
It's okay.
I don't know how to code.
We'll write shit for it. Then we'll get the code guys to come in.
Okay.
All right. So that's
well, he knows Flash animation. That's a big part of doing the Oregon Trail thing.
Yes. But look, dude, this fucking idea was from 3 weeks ago, bro.
Oh, the new idea.
I forgot.
Fucking groundbreaking. It's about to shatter fucking paradigms.
Instagram fucking modeling agency where you just fucking sign up dumb broads that are on. How many women are on Instagram?
Billions.
Showing their titties. Just getting followers.
Yeah, I look at a lot of Instagram titties.
And then you just take 10% and say, look, I'll get you sponsors. And then how hard is it to get fucking some t-shirts from a company and get a little bit of cash and to look here, wear this and fucking promote it. Make two Instagram posts.
I'm going to guess it's a little harder than just saying those words.
Obviously it is.
No, but it seems like sometimes
the concept is solid.
The concept is solid. But it seems
now,
like
how
a lot
do we
of
get from the solid concept state to the fucking money in the bank?
See, that's the problem. Like, you know, when we talked about, say, truffle whiskey,
yeah,
it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a liquor brand.
It costs $25,000 to get us fucking
to get a blend, to get a whiskey blend.
It costs $25,000 to get the fucking brand off the ground. It was 25 grand is what I looked into.
It's yeah, I think it'll cost more. I mean, to actually
what
build.
What we need is a venture capitalist.
I mean, what we just need is like some weird rich gay guy who has a crush on you. That's what we need. I mean, you probably wouldn't even have to blow him.
What, just jerk him off?
I'd say I knew a guy who's like a director who got some stuff made not doing nothing. Like,
really?
Just being kind of twinkish.
You got to tell me later, then.
I mean, it's nobody you know, but it's like it's.
Oh, I want to hear the story anyway.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
Somebody a little twinkish is like a gay benefactor. Doesn't, like, may have, like, fucked him once or twice, but doesn't really. The guy's got a wife and shit, like.
The benefactor?
But he's just getting shit. This kid is just getting shit made. He's getting shit funded.
Is he making anything good?
Not really. Just like basic shit, but he's just, you know, it's helping him get his career off the ground.
God damn it.
I mean.
That's last resort.
I'm just saying. It's just a thing that does. It definitely
it
happens.
It's something that happens. Yeah.
Like.
I'm just telling you.
Just go to some gay puppy parties and you can fucking find yourself a benefactor.
What's a gay puppy party?
You know about this gay dudes?
I'm a straight dude. I don't know about gay puppy
parties. Well, I was on Vice. Come on. Gay dudes are having these parties where they dress up their twinks as puppies in like leather masks, puppy masks.
Is this like Bray Wyatt?
It's not like Bray Wyatt at all. That's a sheep mask.
Never mind.
It's actually a really creepy thing.
It sounds creepy.
Like it's like furries. It's like mixing. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, it's furry shit.
Yeah, it's like. But it's like mixing furries with like gimp mask shit. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, dude. I agree with you. I thought the Blue Oyster Bar was weird. This just blows that shit out of the water.
Yeah.
Is that it from Police Academy, Blue Oyster?
What was that? I don't even know.
You ever seen Police Academy? There was that gay bar they always made fun of, the Blue Oyster or something?
I don't remember. I haven't seen Police Academy since the 80s.
You're whack.
I mean, they were all on Netflix for a while, but I never got back on them. But,
hold
yeah.
On, I'm going to look it up.
You're looking it up? But, yeah, fucking Vice has, an article about it. Just, like, gay dudes just dressing up other gay dudes as puppies and dragging them around on leashes. It's really fucking creepy.
I don't know.
They're really creepy, like, leather dog masks. I don't know. It fucking
That's good workmanship, dude.
I suppose, yeah. They're probably very expensive as well.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should start making leather dog masks.
I mean, if we had gotten on it a few months ago.
We'd be banking it up. I wonder what else I review on however I review apps. Because I don't remember ever doing it.
I mean, I'm sure it happens when you're pretty drunk.
That's true. I bought a book when I was like, I don't even remember doing this like at all. Like this just came in the mail. Like,
what book?
Infinite Jest.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like 1,000 pages long. It's like some modern classic, right? I have no idea why I bought it. I never really thought about the. I've never read it. I've heard of it, of course, but I've never read it. I never even like thought like I want to read that by David Foster Wallace.
Okay.
But it showed up in the house. Like, wait, did I order this?
That's the problem with like Amazon. And now they got the like 1 hour Amazon deliveries coming to Manhattan soon. Like, you're just going to sit in your house like, I just get this right now. Like, one click is the worst.
Do you have to tip?
I'd imagine you have to tip. I mean, you probably don't have to.
I wouldn't mind tipping. I'm just wondering. There's like a lot of services now, like, you don't have to tip. It's included in the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what's annoying? Like, that's cool, but I'm never going to use it. I'm not going to order anything from Amazon if I'm not at home. Like, if I'm in Queens, they're not going to deliver to Queens.
That's true. I mean, eventually.
They're not going to deliver to Brooklyn.
Eventually, they'll move to Queens because, like, Amazon Pantry only was in Manhattan and now
Amazon
it's
Amazon Panties? I'm sorry, Chris. I'm not trying to buy panties from Amazon.
I know. Mr. Fancy Pants only gets his panties from the dollar store.
Deals and discounts in Astoria, Queens. It's like a little shopping center for people who are very poor. I'm going to give you a New York real estate quiz.
Okay.
The all these prices are from are based on, this is the median one-bedroom rent.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have to guess the neighborhood.
I'm going to, no, I'm going to give you two neighborhoods. You tell me what's more expensive.
Okay.
Williamsburg?
Okay.
Or the Upper East Side?
Williamsburg, hands down.
You are correct, sir. If I
Upper East and West Side, very inexpensive comparatively to the rest of the
average area. Price for what? Oh, maybe I shouldn't tell you yet. Maybe I'll keep going.
Okay.
Williamsburg and the Lower East Side.
I would say Lower East Side.
Williamsburg by really a still? Fucking mile.
Really? Still? Huh. Oh, I guess you know what probably brings it down? There's still a lot of rent control in the Lower East Side. That probably brings down the average.
Possible. I'll give you all the prices afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. Astoria or Greenpoint?
And this
what's
is
more expensive.
And this is the one.
The median. This is for the rent for a one bedroom apartment.
I'm gonna say.
I wonder if anyone not in New York gives a shit about this, but I don't care.
I'm gonna say Astoria.
Incorrect. Greenpoint more
really?
Expensive to live in. Okay. Here's a good one. Tribeca or Brooklyn Heights?
Brooklyn Heights.
Tribeca blows it away. It's
the
most
really?
Expensive neighborhood to rent in New York City. It's $3,100 as the average one-bedroom rent in
makes
Williamsburg.
Sense. Okay.
But that, $4,100 in Tribeca.
All right, but you understand, like, these are neighborhoods that have, there's not a lot of rent control. They were industrial areas that eventually got built up, so there's a lot of luxury condos there.
You're making a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't think like that. See, I'm just a stupid idiot. I just read these numbers.
Well, it's like I said, once you said the Williamsburg thing in Lower East Side, it makes sense because all those, you know, there's all those, like, not like brownstones, but there's all those, like, three-level,
three-story buildings.
Yeah, there's all those three-story buildings, and a lot of those are still, like fucking Jews and Puerto Ricans that have been there since, like, for 60.
Well, stop.
Yeah, the Lower East Side isn't typically, like, isn't historically Jewish and Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God, you racist. Oh, wait, that's not right. You're just being, saying what's real.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, Astoria's gone up. I guess Astoria is still a lot of Greeks. Astoria's
$2,000, the cheapest neighborhood in this thing.
Really?
So that won't be that way for long.
Yeah.
Not for long, bruh.
Although a lot of people aren't moving, and I think like a lot of landlords over there would rather rent to people from the neighborhood.
Dude, there's so many new buildings going up in Astoria, Queens. It's all for just, you know, young people moving in with a little bit of money.
Mm.
It's crazy. It's hotels and like 4-story brand new apartment buildings.
I always wonder, like, you know, because whatever, I think we've like briefly touched on it on the show before, but you know, this is like the fifth time New York has gotten ridiculously expensive and then it always turns to shit in like, you know, a couple hundred year history of the city.
When was the last time it turned really expensive?
Like the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, like the 90s, it didn't go up that much. Like, this is like the high, like, it hasn't gone down since then. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, because, like, 9/11 didn't really, like, affect shit that much. Like, it didn't affect real
probably
estate.
Probably affected Battery Park City.
But, it, yeah, of course. But,
yeah, one neighborhood is what I'm saying. It'll affect one neighborhood, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's not, like, we didn't see a collapse. So, like, the 70s was, like, the fourth collapse that New York City has seen, where it's become, like, this opulent place, then this poor place, then this opulent place, then this poor place.
I can't see it getting poor again.
Yeah, but that's what everybody, but nobody could see it getting rich again in the 70s, and nobody could see it getting poor again in the 50s. Same, ditto for the 20s. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so what are you saying, dude? That we start selling all of our real estate right now? Get out while again?
Yeah, sell all your real estate holdings. Get whatever you can before.
So you're saying I should go liquid?
Yeah, exactly.
Into the liquid.
Your diet.
Okay, like, look, I have a gallon of Soylent in my apartment, and that's pretty much all I eat all day long.
I mean, I hear it mixes well with gin.
Hey, you guys want some more Soylent? It tastes like nothing. And it looks like jizz.
That was like a product that was a huge bust. They thought it was like...
It's not a bust. They fucking...
No, they sold a lot in the pre-orders, and then there was nobody reordering it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, the guy was on the Colbert Report. Rest in peace. I tried to get some. I just wanted to see what it tasted like. And no dice. It was like fucking... Sorry, your order will come in a few months.
Yeah, that's the thing. They got like a lot of early orders, but I don't think people are like copping that shit. Yeah, here, you can get it 75% off on like 10 different websites.
Guess that's what I'll be doing later.
Copping that Soylent, dog. What? We're done already?
We're done. Listen, cop 10, cop it again, right? Was that from a song of our friends? That made no sense. Never mind, everyone, what I just said.
I wanted to talk to you about John Wick and how whack it was.
Yo, you thought John Wick was whack?
I didn't really give it a chance, but I was pretty, it reminded me of Man on Fire, which I hated.
Did you watch it from the beginning?
No. I only saw like a half an hour of it with some guys who were really coked up, and I was like, I don't know if I really like this movie as much as you guys.
It's the only way to watch any movie, really, Gak. Give it a chance. Rewatch it. Look, I'm not one for these fucking movies anymore.
I don't know. That movie came out about the same time as Jack Reacher. It really turned me off.
No, it came out way past Jack Reacher, John Wick. John Wick came out recently. Jack Reacher was like at least 8 months ago.
I don't know. I guess I just thought they were the same movie.
Oh, they're not. John Wick's a real badass, dude.
And Jack Reacher isn't?
Jack Reacher's a bitch.
So John Wick can fucking beat Jack Reacher's bitch ass?
There's going to be a fucking sequel to John Wick, dude. They're already writing it.
Yeah?
Keanu fucked shit up. And they get into this movie, like, it was like 10 minutes in, like, it's on. Like, it's fucking John Wick. It's John Wick time. 10 minutes into the movie. They don't waste any goddamn time.
Nice.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The ending's insane.
I heard it was very similar to Payback.
Kind of. If Payback had a lot more death and a lot less dialogue.
Nice. Maybe I will check out John
Keanu
Wick.
Says about 10 things.
It's weird for you to like an action movie, so I will check this out now.
Check it out. It's stupid, but it was enjoyable. Like, I enjoyed watching it.
Hmm.
But I like Keanu Reeves. That's me. You know, I'm a big Keanu fan.
I mean, how could you not be?
It's fucking time to John Wick some shit up later, dude. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're about to John Wick shit up?
I'm about to John Wick something. Oh, boy. That's it for us. It's High Society Radio. Bronx Johnny will be back next week. Twitter account is at HS Radio Show if you want to be on the app team. At HS Radio Show. Tweet us at HS Radio Show if you want to be part of the app team. We're taking applications.
And don't forget about our sponsor, lynda.com/High Society Radio.
A sponsor.
Go over there. You can learn how to build apps, and then we can put you on the fucking app team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go to lynda.com/High Society Radio. You get what? Something free?
Yeah, you get 2 weeks free. Learn how to build some fucking apps in Flash. And you know what? We'll give you a spot in the fucking app team. Job placement. It's fucking waiting for you at lynda.com/High Society Radio.
No, dude, you just made all the sense in the world. I can't wait for all these lynda.com applicants to come flooding into the app team.
I make dollars and cents, motherfucker, all day.
Sure, whatever that means. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
See ya. Bye.